Harper Audio presents Original Self, written and read by Thomas Moore. Far beneath the many thick layers of indoctrination about who we are and who we should be lies an original self, a person who came into this world full of possibility and destined for joyful unveiling and manifestation. It is this person we glimpse in another when we fall in love, or when we idealize a leader or romanticize an artist. This is the person who comes to life in us briefly as we get married, start a course in school, or try on a new job, before worry and cynicism have set in. Chronically trying to be someone other than this original self, persuaded that we are not adequate and should fit some norm of health or correctness, we may find a cool distance gradually separating us from that deep and eternal person, that God-given personality, and we may forget both who we were and who we might be. I began Care of the Soul by saying that all of our problems, personal and social, are due to a loss of soul. The truth of that statement becomes clearer as every day passes, and history continues to multiply its tragedies. But I have also come to see that soul is lost in our everyday lives whenever we try to force ourselves to fit some norm of health or correctness. When the ever-creative soul is allowed to rise up from the deep reservoir of life that is its home, we become unpredictable and not easily squeezed into narrow expectations of what a person should be. In the flush of the soul's vitality, we become eccentric. Our creative madness, the constructive kind that Plato discussed, gives our lives a shape that we could never plan or design. The small pieces in this audio together offer a comprehensive portrait of an alternative kind of person, one who lives from the burning core of the heart, with the creativity that comes from allowing the soul to blossom in its own colors and shapes. The book is like a kaleidoscope. Turning a page is like tilting the colored glass in yet another pattern, and each idea and image reflects yet another way we become an individual, by following the lead of the soul. As I imagine it, if we suppress this deep vitality and lose touch with our original self, we might well fall into a depression that is not just personal, but that reflects the failure of this society, for all its praise of the individual, to nurture and support the wide-ranging possibilities of a human life. In many subtle ways, in education, politics, economics, and at work, we demand that men and women trade in their desire and joy for economic success and social approval. And thus we spread the depression that is the characteristic emotional malady of our time. Of course, society is us, and rediscovering our original selves means finding ourselves through service and compassion to others. We might also learn how to support others as they look for signs of their originality and experiment with it. One important aspect of finding one's original core is the realization that the deeper one goes into the self, the more poetic one's language and ideas become. The original self is a seed of wondrous possibility and reeks with pleasure. One hopes that the special form of this audio will offer pleasure to the reader with its brevity, its variety, the dialogue between quoted authors and myself. My wish is to have created a recording one wants to carry around and keep at hand, a recording that will move from friend to friend and belong in a personal library. In my own experience, it is often the brief, simple, original books that turn out to be the most useful. The books I have on my special shelf, books for personal lifelong use, are all brief and untraditionally structured. They are almost all illustrated, and they have considerable blank space on a page. These are not sources of information, but books for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?